Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Like 11, I think, and I went with my cousin, and she was older. And I remember when the guy, when the dick comes out of the wall into the guy's ear.
Oh yeah, sure.
I remember my cousin was like, "Oh, I'm like fucking up as a babysitter. Like, I should not be letting you do this."
I remember that, like uncomfortability with it being like.
It's a wiener. And but honestly, at the same time, it was like your babysitter slash cousin knew it was already too late. The damage had been done.
Yeah, the wiener had been seen.
She already knew you secretly wanted someone to fuck you in the ear until your brain died. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fright Island. The podcast about spooky fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
And I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, we've been trying to get her on the pod for a while. Friend of the pod, friend in real life, Lindsay Adams is here.
Hi.
Hey.
Have you been trying?
We have been trying super hard.
We've tried.
Just kidding. I'm joking. It's
your name
You're always so busy.
Your name has been bouncing around.
I always have a yoga class.
It's the halls of Fight Island for weeks now. People are like, oh, she's savage. She's brutal. Get her on. She's got
a
clamor.
We're like, Lindsay, we've got to get you on the podcast. And you're like, hold on. I have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on self-care. And then I can jump in.
Did you do that thing where they bake you into a loaf of banana bread?
Yeah.
Because I did that, and it was worth it.
Yes. It's supposed to be very therapeutic.
I've never felt better.
No, I'm stoked. I fucking love the concept. I'm not even trying to jerk you guys off. Like,
Well, thank you.
That's a different island.
That's
a...
What would it be called?
I think it's called go ahead, Sam. Jeffrey, you seem like
that,
you had
that would up. Be Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
Oh no.
Because you're little boys.
Yep.
Okay, no.
Your favorite podcast hosted by 2 10-year-old boys. We're too young to see Scary Movie 2, and then
you guys
we
were
go
talking
to
about
St. James.
Seeing Scary Movie 2 too young. I saw the Power Rangers movie too old. Me and my brother went down there. I think I was probably like 14 going on 15. And I was like, I want to see the Power Rangers movie because it's got special effects. It had CGI computer generated images in it, which is what my 90s eyes hungered for. And I wanted to see it. And me and my brother were watching it. And my brother turned to me and said, I won't tell anybody that we were here if you don't.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm reeling from the fact that you were a teenager in the 90s.
Was I? I guess I was, yeah. 1890s. Fright Island. Come on.
On theme.
No, I never saw the Power Ranger movie.
Yeah, you didn't you didn't miss much. I mean, I assume you caught the first 3 seasons. It was basically that.
No, I actually like was never into Power Rangers.
Weirdly enough, neither was I. It was just specifically, I remember the thing in my mind was like, it's got these computer generated images.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that makes sense. Everybody came out for that. Anything
I needed
that
to
was
see
like, CGI.
But the problem was,
I worked on season 28 of that show.
Whoa, of the Power Rangers? Were you Rita Repulsa?
I was a digital PA. So they like take all the... they take all the like Japanese footage and then they shoot like the worst American actors they can find in New Zealand.
Oh yeah.
And then they push them together.
Oh, weird. I mean, this Power Ranger world is so foreign to me. I just thought everybody was like, everybody got
had
super
some
wet
connection.
For the uniforms.
I know.
Or not uniforms.
all the kids were super wet.
You think they're the police.
Like, Okay. I just remember registering. Okay, go ahead.
I specifically remember like the kids who loved Power Rangers in my school were like the weird kids, and I was like even too
weirder
weird
than you.
Me. Yeah, weirder from weirder. No. Than me. They were like paste eaters, you know.
It was a paste taster. Cool.
I tasted it and I was like, that's not for me.
I was a Play-Doh eater, but I ate feel Play-Doh like that's one surprising. Time
again.
I was shameless. I was like, yeah, look, it's shaped like a pie. I'm going to eat it like a pie.
Yeah, big time. A kid talked me into it. He was like, looks like a donut, doesn't it? Try it. And I did.
I like picturing Tiny Jordan in his little kilt.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
The Play-Doh real ashamed.
Okay, I'll have a bite. All right, so
making little Play-Doh haggis. Come on, that's fun.
Despite what it seems, we're not fighting Power Rangers on the island today. We're not fighting paste tasters. We're fighting movie slashers. This is the I think penultimate Fright Island.
It might be the ultimate by when it comes out.
Depending on it. Yeah. Who knows what the next week will bring in this socio-viral apocalypse. Maybe podcasts will be outlawed in Trump's America. In Joe Biden's America.
Trump wins. We can stop doing this.
And take up arms.
I can finally just lay in my hospital bed like I want.
Lindsay, and for any Lindsay heads joining the show who don't know how the game works, it's basically a big game of who would win in a fight between. We pick a category, and then we do a lightweight, medium, heavyweight fight and kind of figure out who would win in those fights. We'll take a vote at the end of each match and decide who we think wins. It's video game rules, so old people can fight young people, gay people can fight straight people, young dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen, as long as the justice gets doled out. So who do you guys think of when you think of kind of a lightweight entry-level category of movie slashers? And I think we're categorizing slashers as anyone who's ever bedeviled a group of teens in a film. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to have a knife with which to slash, but like, okay, I'm going to throw out one of my lightweight slashers because he's creepy. He's kooky, mysterious, and spooky. I'm talking about Jeepers Creepers. You guys, he didn't really slash, but he did kill teens.
He did kill teens. What is his method of execution?
I
feel like I saw that in the theater and I don't remember.
He's like a he's like a demon man who comes around every 30 years and he's stitched together out of, he needs to take parts from teens to like rebuild. He needs new eyes or whatever.
And that sounds familiar.
Yeah. And he does it with like, he gets big bat wings at one point. It got very Red Bull Presents Jeepers
Creepers
at a certain point. Yeah, they kind of...
He jumps off a sea bungee, jumps off a satellite.
Interesting.
Yeah, but he's got a trench coat. He's a little affliction. He's very 2000s.
And he 2000 is the weirdest year. And he can we throw that out there? It feels like we earned 9/11. How weird 2000. how weird 2000 was. Look at every movie trailer from 2000. It's insane.
It's so much, but we had such a good crop of Halloween movies in the 90s to like 2000s.
Totally.
Those were like the modern slashers.
Absolutely. I would call it the silver age. You know,
those are all so good.
And they tried. And then what did they leave the like actual like 2000s with? Fucking Saw. That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Saw and like 900 fucking,
just Eli Roth movies with Eli no Roth, plot that are just
like, forget look the at this chase. Dude, we'll get his eyes squeezed you to a out. Chair.
Yeah.
We don't even need to chase you. We'll just strap you down and put needles in your eyes.
What's the movie?
Did they cast those? They feel like they cast those with such bad actors so you would root for their death.
Sure.
There's no other excuse for that.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to throw this slasher out. I don't know if this is like considered a slasher, but I started watching it last night. Mm-hmm. Because I just like forgot Leprechaun.
Yes, big time slasher. That totally counts. This is a perfect lightweight too, because like, people sleep on Leprechaun, but people Leprechaun is killing teens.
Leprechaun is so funny. We were watching the first one with Jennifer Aniston.
Fuck
where she
yeah.
plays a teen.
Yes.
And she's like clearly 25.
Yeah, and also like deeply like flirting with like this older man
yeah.
in front of her dad. And her dad, we just watched a scene. I don't know if this is a side note, but like there was a scene last
it's
night
all a
where
side
like
note.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. The leprechaun is under a car and Jennifer Aniston is standing there and he's caressing her leg and she's like, "Stop it, John," or whoever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like and then the guy's behind her and he's like, "Who's mm-hmm. that?" And then the leprechaun scratches her leg and her dad,
yeah.
her dad and this other man come to her rescue. And she's like, "I know what it feels like to have a man caress my leg."
Whoa.
And her dad goes, "You do?" And then she said something like, then the other guy was like, "I know, you know, like that wasn't me. You would know it was me." Like it was just like,
yeah, yeah. So... the true horror, female sexuality. No, honey.
Exactly.
A fella touched my ankle.
I think that's he's a good lightweight.
He's a great lightweight.
Great slasher.
He's literally a lightweight.
He hits all, literally a lightweight. The
tiny.
Dude wears, yeah, 35 cents at most. I think it, also played by, oh God, he's so good. I'm terrible with names. I'm just stoned all the time. I'm not actually this dismissive of him. He was in that movie or that show, Life is Short, which was very funny. He was in Willow. He plays Willow.
Oh yeah, that guy's great.
Oh,
he's like
God.
Very, very good.
I want to say William.
It's like some Woodridge. He's got a very.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got a. He's also got a very specific
Warwick
name.
Warwick Davis. His name is Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. 90s. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
He played Wicket, the most famous.
Yeah.
Those little Ewoks. He played the one that could kind of talk in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But then he went on to play the horrible leprechaun. And then he has all of the slasher movie milestones. He goes to the hood. He does.
Leprechaun in the Hood is one of my favorites.
Have you seen
sure.
Leprechaun Back to the Hood?
He goes back.
Oh, he goes back to the hood.
I didn't know. I just remember the cast in like Leprechaun in the Hood or whatever. I'm pretty sure they had, it was like a little bit star studded.
Sure. Oh, well, that's the weird thing is like
Lawrence Fishburne or something.
Yeah. Well, I should say cameos, not star studded.
Yeah.
Every, that's another hallmark of the slasher movie is they always have these weird little like stars throughout them. I mean, you know, Rachel from Friends, freaking Johnny Depp is murdered by Freddy Krueger at a certain point.
Brad Pitt's first movie is a slasher.
Absolutely.
I can't remember what it's called, but that's his very first movie. He's like a high school. He's a teen.
Shit. I think I watched this. Fuck, I don't know. I'm into that being the start of actors' careers though,
sure.
because like Jennifer Aniston is like, she's good. Like she stands out because she's like, obviously like better than, oh, you know who else is in Leprechaun?
Huh.
The guy from Pee Wee's Playhouse that plays like the bully. Who's like eats the gum with the ink in it.
Oh shit. Oh. Yeah. Whoa.
He has a huge part in it as this like painter who like, I mean, I'm pretty sure who's like bossed around by this kid.
Yeah.
Sure
he's like
he's
a
not all there.
Yeah. He's like developmentally disabled or something.
Yeah. And he eats gum in the same way that
Whoa,
Francis does.
He's
it's
got
like a nod. It's like a nod to Pee Wee's Playhouse, and he's wearing overalls.
Oh,
like,
you're the gum
really
guy, right?
Like, yeah, it's really.
We'll get some gum in you in this movie. Don't worry about it.
Hang on,
I got one leprechaun memory I got to throw out because it always haunted me. There's one that takes place in, I think it's either Leprechaun 2 or maybe Back to the Hood that takes place in Las Vegas partially, and this guy gets a hold of the leprechaun's. Like four leaf clovers. No, he demands a wish from the leprechaun because he catches him in a thing of iron. And he's like, "I want your pot of gold." And the leprechaun's like, "You want gold, do ya?" And he conjures gold inside the guy's stomach, fills with
that's
a
back
pot
the hood.
Of gold.
I saw that.
And then he cuts it open with his nail and pulls the gold out. It's very spooky. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure that's Back to the Hood because
I think
saw
you're right.
That.
Yeah.
Also, leprechauns weren't Halloween and they made it Halloween. They did, that's so weird.
That's what's so good. And they like, that's what's so amazing about characters like that when they like really like turn it. It's, they're not trying to do anything except make him use a pogo stick as a weapon.
Totally. Like, and like, I think that's like an interesting distinction because we did movie monsters once before and this isn't that. Like, there's a stalking to a slasher. There's a systematic, hilarious, creative killings.
Yeah.
And like mad at horniness.
Mad at horniness. Like, absolutely. Greed is punished. They're almost like an avenging angel situation.
Yeah. Yeah. They're oddly, they have conservative politics in a weird way.
Leprechaun was an inside job.
So speaking of 90s and that era of like late 90s, like those, all those slashers were very fun. The Fisherman from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
Shit, I was thinking about that.
Unkillable, Big Hook.
Big Hook. I like that.
He's good at surviving.
He was lame though. He didn't have enough of a backstory. I just
rewatched it and there is a sense of like all of a sudden they go, yeah, and it was like his daughter or whatever.
It's very much they set it up to be like, it could be anyone. And then when they introduce him, you're like, or it could be someone you've never heard of and you don't care about even a little bit.
Yeah, there's no, the twist is there. You're like, it's some guy.
Yeah.
It's like too much like a real life murderer. You'd go, it's a man I don't know.
Oh no,
he's a good lightweight, I think, for that reason.
I agree.
Because it's such a weak backstory.
Exactly. Yeah. I think this dude's weak T backstory makes him kind of the ultimate lightweight. I mean, we know everything we need to know from looking at him. He wears that hat and that coat. He has Hook and it's raining.
Yeah. He also loves Jennifer Love Hewitt, like everyone else.
Yeah, who doesn't, you know?
America's underratedly good thing in that movie. She looks great before they do the killing, and then she like deteriorates in a way where you're like, this movie's not good enough for her to like, for them to like make her look stressed out like this. Like,
I wish more movies.
They did a very good job where she's like, she's very sallow. Like her eyes are very sunken and they like cut her hair worse.
Ah, that's a great.
She's like thinner. Like she's very,
they
it's
cut
like
her hair worse.
Yeah. It's like all stringy and weird.
They gave her a bad haircut and it's like, fucked up.
They gave her this fucked up bob halfway through. It's weird.
That'd be funny and mean.
The killer catches you and just fucks your shit up.
They literally just like gave her a pixie cut and everyone was like, that was the only thing we liked.
And it was not her hair. Good. And everybody
is this because you did a murder?
Okay. Sam, can you lock them in? Do you guys know enough about Jeepers Creepers to do a lightweight? Or do
we have
Fisherman?
I know the minimum.
Also just honorable mention, The baby doll face killer from Happy Death Day is also very good.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's a good lightway.
That movie, I've heard somebody say that they low-key love it. I'll high-key love it. Happy Death Day.
Yeah, no, it's a great
that was
movie.
Me. Yeah. Oh, you shamed me about it. Because I love that movie, but it's like it is so I don't know. I think it's very good. I don't know why I was.
I think it's very good.
There's a gimmick to it, but they fucking nail it, you know?
They give it enough of like a motivation.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and it's genuinely like twisty. Like you're surprised a lot.
Yeah, I think Baby Doll Face Killer's out. I think that's
too lightweight.
More of a plot point, more of a plot device than a killer.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Fair.
Let's say Leprechaun versus Fisherman.
Leprechaun versus
just
Fisherman.
Battle of the 90s.
Okay.
Two very distinct types of slashers.
Okay, Battle of the 90s, lightweight fight, Fright Island. Who would win in a fight between Leprechaun, the Leprechaun from the movie The Leprechaun, or the Fisherman from I Know What You Did Last Summer 1, 2, and I think it's someone else in 3?
Can I make a point? So
yes, please.
The Fisherman is like very much about sneaking up on people, right?
Truly.
Like that's his, he's like the one who gets you in the back of the theater.
Yeah.
The Leprechaun is just straight up.
Leprechaun
is like pretty much just shows up and is like, I'm going to kill you.
Has some kind of like a bit planned where he's going to pull like a rainbow out of your ass and be like, how's that for lucky charms or something?
Exactly. Yeah. Like has to get a punchline in. Verbal. Is Fisherman verbal?
No, I would say notedly nonverbal.
Okay.
And it's disappointing when he is.
Let's his hook do the talking.
And his backstory is fisherman that she killed. She hit him with his car.
So he was out.
He was out one.
He was out doing
rain,
a killing.
Rain fishing. Oh, he was killing.
I forgot that.
He was out murdering the guy who so he had a daughter married to a guy.
Oh yeah.
And the guy crashed their car and killed her.
Right.
So he's out murdering that guy.
So he out, went out to do car. A murder on him.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not and so the guy he, okay.
Yeah.
And then he himself got hit by a car in a wicked twist of irony.
Yeah,
so there's humanity
it's
there.
It's really stupid.
I will also say there's something to be. I'm trying to decide if the leprechaun's move of showing up with a plan, with a terrifying supernatural power, with a pun in the canon, if that's the more pure slasher move, or if causing you to look at a rattling chain and then just being in your ear with a hook is the more. Yeah.
I think that. Okay, so for me, I know what you did last summer. I'm a jump scare screener.
Sure.
So textbook. Like anytime I'm that really gets me and I don't like it. I start if I'm in a theater and there's a jump scare, sure. I will scream and then laugh hysterically because I'm so embarrassed.
That's great though.
So I start scream laughing and like it's honestly mortifying. Nick is like, please get me out of here.
Porter's coming up, ma'am. We don't know what the sound is, but are you having fun? Or?
I know it's like honestly horrific. So for me, I know what you did last summer is scarier.
It's a scarier movie. I could see as like a 6-year-old being scared of the leprechaun in that way that it like the Wicked Witch of the West haunted your dreams or something. But overall, leprechauns. Pretty silly and pretty funny.
And like also I think the fisherman knocks people off like in a way that is freaky, whereas like I'm pretty sure if everyone was in the same room the leprechaun would just be like, it's okay, time for you all, like I don't think there's I don't think he's trying to sneak up on them, so it is hard to tell because it's either like is this true. Like sadisticness of the fisherman stronger than the straight up love for killing that the leprechaun has.
Wow, that's a really good point. A room full of so look at it as if each of these people had to kill a room full of partygoers. Yeah, the fisherman's gonna have to lure them off one by one to like find each other's corpse. Oh, Jerry's dead. It's gonna take 45 minutes, whatever.
Hang them up.
Yeah, a whole thing. Whereas the leprechaun's gonna he's gonna make it rain molten gold from the fire sprinklers, and everyone's made of gold now. And he'll be like, "Ha, Aces party!" And he's drinking out of, he grabs someone else's drink. It's gonna rule, and it's gonna be quick. I also think it's gonna be hard. So if this is one on one, and fisherman guy's whole move is sneaking up on people, you don't sneak up on the leprechaun.
Or leprechaun. Can you? Because everything's right in front of his face.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I mean? It's like leprechaun's not really using a ton of surprise. He's always just like, hey, what's up? I'm a leprechaun. That's like his whole deal.
Come in, I'm making breakfast.
Here's the thing. Is fisherman human?
That's a good question. Because, but they kill him so many times and he keeps popping up.
Yeah, I guess he's weirdly unkillable, which would be, it'd be hard for leprechaun to be like, oh, now your mouth is full of coins or whatever. And then he's like, that isn't how I die.
Leprechaun is like, leprechaun is not real.
Oh
so
my God.
He might
The leprechaun might be truly unkillable in the, like, just in like a practical sense is there are 8 leprechaun movies. And in number 4, he goes to space.
There's also...
didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he gets out there.
And this is a little racial politics. He goes to space before he goes to the hood.
My God.
Talking about where our priorities are as a country.
We spent $1 billion to get a leprechaun in space, but we can't
social programs in the hood.
We can't take him to the south side of Chicago.
I think that was the first one.
Oh my god. So
I think, geez.
This is hard.
Okay, okay.
I have one final point. We need to figure out parameters around what is winning and what is losing.
I think it's killing each other. I think it's a slash off. Yeah,
in the slash off, you got to do a murder.
And I think this is, I think the problem, so I think the problem for the fisherman is going to be getting close to that leprechaun. Because I think the leprechaun is clever, but he underestimates humans. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He thinks we're all silly, gold-hungry pigs or whatever.
Yeah, the fisherman really doesn't want anything like all the leprechaun's victims want something. Also, he's not horny. He's not materialistic. He just wants to do a stabbing with a hook.
He wants to do a murder. Also, in the leprechaun franchise, in the first movie, they established that iron burns the leprechaun like silver does a werewolf or something.
Has a weakness.
What's that hook made out of? Probably iron,
honestly. Yeah. Wow.
Whoa, okay. That's a game changer.
Yeah, that is a game changer. But yeah. I don't see him getting that close without being like, so you like hooks, do ya? And like, making hooks erupt out of his mouth or something.
I do think, yeah, I mean, because he has magic powers.
He has that makes magic
it tough. But powers. If, like you said, his weakness is silver.
Iron.
Iron. Sure. Okay. Interesting.
The poor man's silver.
it's like you just said it.
If he has like a specific weakness, the other dude can hit it, then it doesn't matter if he's magical.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
All right, I'm gonna lock in my vote for. Okay. I think that's true. I think that if this guy can get close, that iron hook is gonna do a lot more to a leprechaun than it could do to all of Jennifer Love Hewitt's friends. But I think getting close is going to be the problem. I don't think you can sneak up on the leprechaun. I think he's planned for it and he has magical powers. And I think I'm giving it to the leprechaun. I give it leprechaun. Warwick.
Right. I think it's hilarious.
I think he like turns his hands into real hooks. And then he's like, oh, what about your feet? And turns his feet into hooks. And then he falls over and he tries to like scratch his head or something and hooks himself. It's gnarly.
In opposition, I'm going to say, I'll say it's the fisherman.
It's close. It truly is.
It's very close.
I'll say it's the fisherman because the leprechaun has never met a human like this. There's no other slasher in the leprechaun movies. Again, unless like space is the villain. I
would love to see that crossover though.
Where he fights Neil Armstrong. He meets an unconventional human being who can't really be killed and also has no wants.
Why won't you die?
He's like trying to do irony and he like can't because he like how do you do irony with like a guy with like no face?
I just told you give him hook feet and hook the other hand's a hook.
Yeah, I guess I don't see it going that zany. That's my pick. I'll go with fisherman.
Okay.
Lindsay, you're gonna be the tiebreaker.
I'll be the tiebreaker. I'm gonna go with fisherman, actually.
Even though
I brought leprechaun into it, I just think like if you have a core weakness like that, there's more of a chance of taking the leprechaun down than there is of taking like they kill the hook guy in so many different ways.
And he keeps coming back.
And he keeps coming back.
They drown him in the beginning.
Yeah. And he survives
drowning.
If the leprechaun has a weakness that legit makes him weak,
truly,
then I think that. And like also then we have sheer size.
Yeah.
Like
reach, just conventional reach.
Oh God.
Just like straight up, like Scoot can scoop him up by the stomach with a hook.
He's got the reach on him for sure.
It feels very like Treehouse of Horror where you'd see like the leprechaun on a hook just hanging. Yeah.
Sure.
Just like leprechaun corpse.
Yeah.
That's like that's like a horror comedy punchline.
Yeah,
Also,
if there was ever anybody built for this life to capture a leprechaun, and it's an old, twisted man with a vengeance.
It's a bit of a Moby Dick, but instead of a whale, it's Warwick Davis. Yeah.
I agree.
What does he say when he gets impaled on the hook? What's his hook, fuck. So to speak? Oh, he's like, oh.
Back to the end hook. Of the rainbow for me.
The End of the Rainbow. From, I like both of these. We can't soar past Back to the Hook either.
Back to the Hook.
All right, ding, ding, ding. The Fisherman takes it for lightweight round.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Who are your middleweight slashers? Who do you think of when you think of a just a middleweight, a middle of the road slasher?
What about Norman Bates?
Okay.
Psycho, the original.
Yeah. I never liked Psycho.
Well, and he only slashes like two people. So
yeah, but I mean,
like weak.
He was the OG, and he's based on like a real guy. That's the Eddie Gein story. Mom's up there.
He's based on Ed Gein. Is that true?
Oh yeah. What? Ed Gein had his mom.
I had no idea.
Had his mom in the house for months after she died, if not years.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's fucked
up. See, I don't like that. I don't think that's a different category for me.
Yeah. Maybe that's true crime.
I know that Psycho is considered a slasher. I just personally, I think part of my issue with.
He also might be a lightweight. I mean, really, he just might not have enough heft for the middle.
He's definitely the roots of the slasher genre, but I mean, I like it. It's okay. He is boring as a character. Once you get it, like Psycho 2, you want to be, it's not like you're going to come into Psycho 2 and be like, oh, Norman Bates is here. I wonder who's the psycho in this one.
Can I throw out Jason Voorhees' mom?
Interesting. Mrs. Voorhees.
Yeah, we get some Jason representation without going full Jason.
She's middleweight. She doesn't Big make time. It. But huge. She's pretty fucking, I mean, maybe she needs to be a special mention because she does die.
I mean, Lindsay, I got to say, these are hot selections. Leprechaun, I didn't even think of. Mrs. Voorhees, I just watched the first Friday the 13th the other day, and she is terrifying. She's like,
we're right in the middle of watching it because I swear to God, I thought I saw it. But I also think Jason Voorhees is the most boring of like the guys.
Yeah, the mom is the whole thing.
The mom in the first one. I mean, spoiler alert, everybody. She's there.
Should have been a mom coming back every time. Like that would have been incredible. Killer.
Well, because her thing about like when she starts talking to Jason in the middle of like killing people, she's like, "I'll make them all pay, Jason." You're like, "Oh no."
Yeah, she's like, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's scary.
Yeah. Well, and this might be the perfect middleweight fight with another very mom-based through line of Ghostface.
Interesting.
All three screen, all four screams are mom shit. I mean, that's Ghostface is a bunch of different people, but it's all mommy stuff.
You might be right. I got a middleweight that I'm gonna throw out for you, Candyman.
Oh,
I'll admit I've never seen Candyman.
Well, I mean, you don't need to know much. He's a Bloody Mary figure. You say his name into the mirror. He appears. Yeah. He was like a farmhand who was in a relationship with like the farmer's daughter or something. So they found him and killed him by covering him in honey and letting the bees at him.
He only haunts the projects.
Yeah. It's like a big part of Candyman is about like folklore and like the word of mouth, like folk tales and how they have power. And the woman who is the survivor girl in it is like a mythologist. She's like studying this like modern folklore.
Doesn't it take place in Cabrini Green in Chicago?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Okay. So Cabrini
I met that
Green.
Actor in Chicago also. Right before the pandemic. I met Shout the Candyman out. Guy. Yeah, it's me and the guys from Butt.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I used to live in walking distance of Cabrini Green because it was like such like there was such a divide over on like Division and Dearborn. And then they demolished it, but the whole thing takes place in Cabrini Green.
It's
about like this white woman coming into Cabrini Green and being like, I'm studying you. Yeah.
and then she gets a super Candyman for it. But the Candyman is like, his whole thing is he has a hook for a hand, much like Hook Hand Guy. And he's under his coat. When he opens it, it's all like ribs filled with bees. There's
bees come out of his mouth. I would think Candyman is like a heavyweight. Like, that's pretty fucking.
He is, but
it hits real. It's psychological,
sure,
and mythical, and then like also is pretty grimy circumstances.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Also, there's another one coming out. Did you know that?
Okay. Oh yeah,
it's a Jordan Peele thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think in the pastiche of slashers, I think Candyman fits in as kind of a under the radar middleweight. Cause Sam, you've never seen it. I think a lot of people haven't seen Candyman.
I think it's cause it's starring a black person.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why I haven't seen it.
That's why what Sam said. He was like, wait a minute. Isn't there a slasher with some kind of a white person?
No, I think initially, like, because it was like black centric, I think.
Oh yeah.
I mean, look, it's like, what does that mean even? But like, yeah, I think that's why it was under the radar. But it's like, I see what you're saying. I don't not support it. I just don't support it.
Sure. Okay, so let's do any more Ghostface versus Mrs. Voorhees then.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Okay. I think because I also think they have a lot of parallels where it's like they intentionally so, right? It's like that's because Scream is kind of an homage and its own thing.
Sure, sure, sure. It was. Yeah, it was almost like a parody that became.
It's so good.
A serious thing.
It's so funny, too. It's so funny.
It is really funny.
Okay, yeah. So are we putting a thumb in the Candyman train here? Because I feel like Candyman is a powerful.
Yeah, we can revisit it. I'm down to talk about it.
Revisit Candyman.
Okay. So the question before us, I'm gonna lock it in, is who would win in a fight between Mrs. Voorhees and Ghostface from the Scream franchise / Scary Movies 1 and 2? Because Ghostface does technically show up in those.
Okay, strength for Scream movies, it can be, or for Ghostface, is it can be kind of self-referential. It's kind of environment controlling.
Sure.
In a way that's advantageous. Those are kind of genuinely surprising.
The Scream Ghostface, whoever is under that mask, generally has a really good knowledge of slasher films. That's kind of the jam. So they know the tropes. They know what to watch for, especially in a classic slasher villain like Mrs. Voorhees. It was a twist at the time. Well, but
also, Ghostface can be more than one person.
More than one person. I would say probably Ghostface. Absolutely. I would say at some point during this, let's say this takes place at the Fight Island Coliseum, the Fright Island horror CM, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And like Mrs. Voorhees and Ghostface are at it, fighting in a ring, just boxing style. Each of them has a knife. Ching, ching, you know, they're really good at it. I think I could see Mrs. Voorhees looking at, like, seeing Ghostface walk by outside and being like, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And then looking in the audience and it's all ghost faces, you know? There's just like a
which literally happens in Scream 2. Yeah.
that's
how Jada Pinkett does.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that Mrs. Voorhees would get the first couple hits in.
Mrs. Voorhees,
that's what I think.
Mrs. Voorhees is good for coming out of the gate. She boy, when she shows up in that first movie, she does not play it close to the vest.
She doesn't.
For about 20 seconds, is like, it's okay, dear. By the way, I'm the killer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing too, is like, I feel like it's such a hard call because it goes back to, again, like what's killable and unkillable. And it's like Ghostface's whole thing is that it's the person behind Ghostface dies.
Yeah.
It just
Duffman cannot die. Only the actors who play Duffman can die.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they do technically both die.
Yeah, interesting.
So do we need to choose which Scream villain.
I don't think so. I think this is okay. Specifically the personification of Ghostface as a as an extant slasher. And I think that is going to be the big benefit on Ghostface's side is this use mm-hmm. of trickery and deceit.
Mm-hmm. But see, but here's the thing too, the mask and mm-hmm. the costume, very distracting and not very easy to move around in. How many times in Scream movies did Ghostface trip on himself in his dress?
Right. Truly. Totally. Truly. Yeah. Mrs. Voorhees is like weirdly a more efficient killer.
Oh, if Ghostface gets within 6 feet of Mrs. Voorhees, I would say you're not getting out of there with all your ears. That's for sure.
No, at the very least.
It's all knives. She will stab you. She has the crazy eyes, you know, that are just like, I'll stab. Plus they killed her boy. This is a mother's rage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Her poor Jason.
The scream motivations are really more self-centered in a sense, like in self-serving.
Truly.
In that they're mm-hmm. like, I'm mad, like in very like, I got hurt. You didn't like me enough.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of the times the Scream goons, when you unmask the Scream, the ghost face, it's a bunch of teens. Who's better at killing teens than Mrs. Voorhees?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's such a good point.
Yes. That's such a good point. She was born to kill teens.
Truly.
Especially teens in dresses.
Absolutely.
And also, I would say it's a weak move to pick a dress, to pick a like, I'm going to keep calling it a dress because it is a dress.
It's a binding long
floor-length gown. Is confident. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to be me.
She is. She shows up driving a Jeep and wearing pants.
She's like, I'm going to be me and this will be enough. And it doesn't matter. The confidence mm-hmm. of being like, you can see my face because you will die.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah,
whereas like the Scream dude misses with his knife
mm-hmm. yeah.
so many times that it's like, that's part of what's great about the movie is you're like, how did you, you were right there.
Sure.
Also, is Ghostface trapped by all this mythology? Where Mrs. Voorhees can just like kill at will.
Yeah, Voorhees is the mythology. Whatever she does is legend.
Yeah, where Ghostface is like, well, that wouldn't be very suspenseful. Also, would it, Sydney or whatever.
Also, the big twist in it is scary. It's an all timer horror scene.
So good.
It's a fucking good movie.
The big twist in Scream is that nothing paranormal was going on after all. It was, mm-hmm. it was all your friends. Whereas the big twist in Friday the 13th is like, she was getting help from her dead son. Maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe she does have like, even if there are a bunch of ghost faces, she can hear Jason. Like, which one is it, Jason? All of them, even? I don't know.
Well, and if sequels are in play for Scream, maybe they're in play for Jason, and then actual fucking indestructible Jason comes out.
Sure, sure, sure. Then she,
that's like another twist.
Or at a certain point, she's like, she says something and holds her knife high and then plunges it into her own stomach and is like, they hurt me, Jason! And then Jason bursts out of the ground.
Yeah.
And
that's a great point.
Man, that's such a like, especially like Skeet Ulrich and Skeet Ulrich first one. It's like his death seems so Jason could so kill him.
Yeah, big time.
Like he's so like crazy and like cocksure or whatever. And like Jason just murdering him through the window is like, that would also be cool.
All right, guys, unless I am mistaken. I mean, I think we got a clean sweep here, right?
Yeah, I think we all agree.
All right, let's say it on three. The winner of this is 1, 2, 3, Mrs. Voorhees.
Mrs. Voorhees.
The original.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought I had a gut feeling Ghostface at the beginning, and then we've really talked our way into Mrs. Voorhees.
The idea of there being lots of ghost faces was both a boon and a hindrance here, because I think maybe it would have helped anyone else, but it's like once you made yourself just another face in a sea of murder meat for mm-hmm. Mrs. Voorhees. It's
murder
all over.
Meat.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Ghostface
Mrs.
takes
Voorhees.
It.
There we go.
All right, guys. Or Ghostface doesn't take it. We just talked about it. Ding, ding, ding. Mrs. Voorhees takes it. Nolan.
It's fine.
Nolan, don't edit it out. Leave it in. They need to know how dumb I am.
Nolan listening?
Jordan needs to learn. Don't help him.
Nolan is all well, around
I'm
us.
I'm still mad. If Nolan, when Nolan hears this, I hope he knows that I'm still mad that he edited out the part where I peed with my microphone on Zach and James' podcast. And for me, that was a miss.
That's why you're going to become a slasher.
You heard it here. That can be their Patreon content, is that clip.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, so guys, we've come to it, possibly the fight that people have been waiting for all October. Mm. The heavyweight bout slashers, Fright Island, who are they? I'm going to say probably Jason and Freddy are maybe off the table.
Wait, they're off the table?
Or no, because that was already a movie, Freddy versus Jason.
I
think Jason's off the table because Voorhees was already
the Voorhees. Yeah. Okay. I like it.
I like Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger's like, great.
Freddy Krueger's my favorite.
Freddy Krueger's great.
You have
great.
A real Freddy vibe.
He's the real. He's like the leprechaun, but much more dangerous. You know.
Yeah, and he impregnates a woman somehow.
Yeah, that's
later
true.
On down the line, and well, has a daughter.
He's like, the son of a thousand like, maniacs.
He's everything you could ever want in a man.
You know, except for him being a child murderer in life and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking love it. He punishes
those teens for fucking. Okay, I like it. Freddie, Sam, what do you got? Who's your heavyweight?
Oh, it's Halloween himself. It's Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
You have a Mike Myers vibe.
you do.
You have a tall,
blank-eyed,
silent Mike Myers vibe.
All right, guys, I am picking the heavyweight.
A little tough to hair, pale.
The heavyweightest of all the heavyweights, of course, the Babadook. No, I'm kidding.
Babadook's so good.
I'm gonna bring my dude, the Candyman, back in because I think Candyman is, regardless of being, you know, an under the radar sleeper hit, a heavyweight contender. I think if you were playing
we're
playing Fright Island the video game, Candyman is he's the top pick. That's your player one right there. He's gonna be able to throw
really
balls of bees. He's got a hook. He appears behind you in the mirror. Come on, he's Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
very scary.
He is more supernatural than Mike Myers. I don't know. I feel like we're Freddy versus Candyman is good because they both can do more shit.
And they're
But Mike Myers is like the Michael Jordan to me of the slasher.
Yeah, all right, I agree with you. I think it's a tough call because I agree that Candyman belongs in the heavyweight because he has folklore. He has the sneak up.
He's got
factor.
The blades.
Yes. It's like sociopolitical in a way good horror movies are.
True.
He has weapons and psychologically fucks them.
And the bees.
Freddy Krueger doesn't have weapons.
Also, what are Freddy Krueger's social commentary? Dreams are bad.
He's got those claws.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger is like a literal night terror,
it's get a into mental your dreams. Illness. You can't escape from him. Did you know that Freddy is based on a real event?
What?
There was these people. You can read the story. Who's the guy who did it? Wes Craven wrote the script after reading about a series of like Laotian men in New York in the 70s who were going to hospitals saying that they didn't want to go to sleep because they felt someone was trying to kill them in their sleep. And they died. Like three people died after falling asleep and suffering massive heart attacks in their sleep. And so Wes Craven wrote this story about this killer who kills in your dreams. And
that's so cool.
Yeah. Very scary. I almost feel like, I mean, three-way fright fight? Does this happen?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So here's what I think. I love Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger is mental illness awareness.
Freddy Krueger just being like, hey, bitch, call the suicide hotline.
Yeah, exactly. Freddy Krueger. And it's like, I literally can't stop dreaming about my stomach exploding. I can't stop dreaming about blood dripping down the walls.
Yeah.
But I do feel like Candyman is Freddy Krueger times too.
Yeah.
Which because he has the weapon and the psychological factor and like the brute force. I think Freddy Krueger's similar to Leprechaun in that he's just kind of like, okay, well, you're going to explode.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger is much more like body horror about it. He'll like turn you into a telephone and then answer.
Which I love.
And like, yeah. And that kills you somehow. You know?
But so for that thing, I think that you don't want to have two psychological against you. I think you got to have like Michael Myers versus Candyman.
Okay. Is there because someone we're forgetting?
He's unkillable.
Is there someone we're forgetting?
I don't think there is. Pumpkinhead? Sorry, Pumpkinhead.
Oh, man.
Back of the bus, Pumpkinhead. He rides to school. He gets on the bus first. He gets on the bus early in the morning. You know what I mean? That weird bus that goes up behind the school.
I guess Jigsaw, but we touched on him earlier that we were all like,
that's stupid. I hate him.
Yeah.
I won't give those movies any of my breath.
What about Pinhead?
Pinhead's like a good Freddy foe, but I don't know if he's a heavyweight.
Okay.
I don't think I ever saw the Hellraiser movies.
They're scary. They're fucked up.
Also, those movies also feel like they're trying to scare rich, fucked up people. It's like, and also you're going to be punished for your weird sadomasochism, Pierce Brosnan. Like, okay, Pierce. This doesn't affect me.
Doesn't that make it cool, though? Aren't they like, get them.
It's cool. Pierces. It just feels like the thing that's scary about horror movies sometimes is you're like, what if it was me? And like with that, it's like, I'm never like in my sex dungeon, minding my own business.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other ones that we might be missing.
I think these are the heavyweights. I'm ready to lock it in, you guys. Okay.
Chucky, I guess, is the only
Chucky,
one.
Chucky, I guess.
And he's Chucky the doll, and we already did like a weird small thing. Yeah.
You guys don't want to see Chucky versus Michael Myers.
I kind of do, but I also
do too.
I hate Chucky so much. I hate that they like made those dolls sexual. Like it was so weird. Yeah. It was like someone was like,
yeah, then he has a wife. It does take a very weird turn.
Very strange, yeah.
Where you're like, did you wonder if Chucky fucked? And everyone's like, no, we never wondered if Chucky fucked.
Well, here's the answer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. The question
you ever want to see him bang Jennifer Tilly? No, definitely never.
Before us, kind of, but that shouldn't be a movie. Yeah.
Jordan's Alone Time is not a movie.
Okay,
a classic rule we have on Fight Island.
The question before us is who would win in a fight between Michael Myers, old himself, or the Candyman? Candyman. Michael Myers is a huge, powerful, unkillable, supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
He is slasher. He is like, can't stop him. Yeah. He walks, he goes under the water. He comes back up on the other side of the river. You know, he'll follow you.
He's also had multiple different backstories though.
Yes. Which I think blurs the timeline.
Yeah. Maybe? Because like Rob Zombie tried to make him more of like a person.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
And people like hated that.
Mm-hmm.
But I
that does make
it.
Him worse. Oh, what? Really?
I like that too.
What,
I want to know.
What did he do?
I want to know those secrets. Those are the questions that I have about those movies.
I mean, he's avenging his sister's death. He's reenacting it. I mean, part of what I like about it is like, they're never really sure. They're like, are you like wet for your sister? Or like, are you, do you like, are you avenging her? Did you kill her?
Yeah. And it's like,
I think it's important to answer the question. Is Michael Myers wet?
I think he's probably pretty wet under that mask.
But like the core of him becomes like, and then the most recent one, like he's, or in like previous ones too, it's like he has mental illness. Like he was like a psychopath from a really young age.
Truly.
And that was like, and I love the idea of psychopath.
Can I say that I liked the Rob Zombie one? And I think I kind of like Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's fair.
There was definitely a time, like, he for sure only wrote one song, and it was the soundtrack for every trailer from like 1997 to 2002, but it was a good song, damn it. and then he made a couple of he started making the same movie over and over again. Mm-hmm. But then when he makes like this, I thought the new Halloween was fun. I thought it was fun. I like that he dug.
Bunch of teeth on the ground. Good Lord.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Oh, yeah. But I think that like that makes Michael Myers. The thing about Michael Myers though, is that he's also, he does get knocked down.
Sure, like you can.
He does get up again. He gets exactly.
My man is a Chumbawamba song.
I was just gonna say, can any of us resist?
Never resist.
I don't think any of us. I was like, nobody will.
No one can knock Tub Thumb.
I'll grab that low hanging fruit. Here, have some.
No, exactly. He does like. He is temporarily immobilized.
Yes, you can slow him down for sure. Whereas you cannot stop him with conventional weapons. That is proven time and time again. You can set him on fire. Have you not seen the movie?
I haven't seen it. And I don't care. Tell me.
Spoiler alert, they don't.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, he wins for sure.
It's more like he just goes under the surface. It's like one of those things where it's like he does win and like he's not gone because he's a fucking like myth.
Yeah.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. But he's Bloody Mary.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is you have to engage him. That's what makes him so dangerous, is you have to summon him. Michael Myers, notedly silent guy. I'm wondering if he would even incur the wrath of Candyman. Or, I mean, look at Michael Myers sideways, he's going to Halloween your ass hard.
You don't think, no, you don't think, oh, wow. I was like on Candyman's side. And me then too. That really, like, I forgot.
Michael Myers can't say his name.
Part of Candyman's whole deal is, and you know what? Spoilers are going to happen from here on out, because I'm getting into it. he wants you to join him. He doesn't want, he doesn't want to kill you. He'll kill people for you. To prove his power, his devotion or whatever. And then at the end, you join him. And you stick a hook in Michael Myers. Now Michael has you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't make Michael fall. He doesn't have the brains to access that. You can't trick him.
I feel like Michael Myers could burn the haunted area down around him and then just walk out.
That feels like a move. That feels like the type of thing where it's like they're wrestling in this whatever factory where whatever's happening in my head and
whatever's haunted.
Yes, in this haunted in this ghost factory, and they smash through something that starts a fire, and like they're on fire, and then I see the last shot of Michael Myers walking out with like the mask. Yeah, all dripping.
I'm going to lock it in for Michael Myers, because in the movie in my head, Candyman is the more like vulnerable human figure.
Yeah.
And that's bad in a horror movie. And Candyman is haunting people and showing up.
That's
and
Candyman, tough. You know,
is about to just overwhelm someone with bees or whatever. And he gets a fucking knife through the back. Sure, and you go, fuck, Michael Myers is here.
And Michael Myers is one of those guys that if you light Michael on fire, now you just have a flaming Michael coming after you.
Yeah, yeah. I think in the slasher fights, the more savage, soulless thing wins. Because it's scarier. Michael Myers is scarier to me than Candyman. And so, I'm going Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers needs to be contained in order for his power to be quelled.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. He's not killed. He's contained.
Yeah, exactly.
And Candyman can be disappeared.
Yeah. Kind of. It's almost if you're not like paying attention to him, if you don't go looking for Candyman, he's not going to come for you. But Sam, you said Michael Myers is much scarier to you. Candyman is so much scarier to me.
Okay.
Just as an extant entity, for the fact that he's this weird romantic is like so upsetting to me. And that like he wins, it's a much scarier movie to me. It's like a quiet, empty room scary in the same way that like Bloody Mary is scary to me. But
he's targeting people too that like legit don't deserve it.
Yeah,
like you're like, no, come on, leave them alone.
Totally. It's someone who came in contact with someone else that he's trying to tell some personal story to. And it's
like COVID-19.
He's topical.
So what we need is Jason. We need Jason to come in. Not Jason. We need Michael Myers to be the tool that fights COVID.
Lindsay, I'm going to ask you. So Sam has locked in a vote for Michael Myers. Lindsay, I'm going to ask you to lock in a vote.
Okay. So I think that Candyman is the scarier. I think he's Agreed. The more powerful one, Agreed. But I do think that Michael Myers would win in this. So I'm going to lock in Michael Myers.
Scenario.
In this specific scenario, I think he would win. I do think Candyman is the ultimate, but I do think that Michael Myers would win.
I think you guys are right. I think he's just too much of an emotional stone. And that's such a rung in Candyman's arsenal is getting into your head. And
he goes in that head. It's all dark. He'd be like, oh shit. I didn't mean to do this.
It's like the inside of a cigar store Indian in there. It's just wood and rot. And it's just, there's no head. There's no brain. It's just a fucking William Shatner mask that's been in the rain. And I think
that's right. Yeah.
I think Michael Myers takes it. That's so weird. Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Weird. I didn't see that. These are a couple of twists for me.
Right?
Like I really thought going in, I was like,
hey, like a slasher, Lindsay. It's got a twist.
Lindsay, welcome We're to Fried right. Island. That's what happens. It surprises you. That's interesting.
I mean, it took me back.
Thank you so much for joining us. What a bunch of fun. This is
so
fun.
Much fun.
I'm for sure going to go watch two or three Leprechaun movies right now.
Yeah, they're on HBO Max. I think I gotta finish. They're also on AMC. Well, the first one's on AMC.
Because it is an American movie classic.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Well, obviously. Jennifer Aniston's an American movie classic person. All herself. The other ones, they don't.
Her hair is in Madame
She's in The Godfather.
The real hair, they took it from her while she slumbered. Lindsay, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Lindsay's Face. You can find me on YouTube, baby.
Yeah.
It's this Lindsay new platform Adams. Kids are using.
I just discovered YouTube. Same. This new platform.
I love what they're doing with it.
So you can find me on there, and you can find me on Instagram at Lindsay is a Cat.
Absolutely. Can recommend. Hilarious follow on all of those things. I'm Razor Lou on the things. And follow me on Twitch. Twitch is my YouTube these days. Twitch.tv/RazorLou. We're playing spooky games for Halloween. And I have an emote where you can scare me with bats that I drew myself that has really backfired on me. So check that out. Sam, what about you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles and follow the podcast on Twitter at IslandFight. And email us, and we just got some good emails. We're going to do another mailbag Patreon, so join the Patreon. Subscribe and give us a good review, too.
Please, please do. And thank you to you, our listeners. I do, before we go, I got to get one more bonus match out of you guys. Knee-jerk 3-second fight, because I thought it might have happened. Michael Myers versus Jason. Who wins? I say Jason.
Michael.
Michael.
Dang, 2 wins for Michael. Come on.
He's the Michael Jordan of slashers to me. That's it. He's just the best.
Or is Michael Jordan the Michael Myers of basketball players?
That's
also
true.
Jason couldn't protect his mom. Sorry.
That's true. Boy.
Yeah, Michael Myers is fucking shit, and that rules.
All right, I think that does it for this episode of Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down, pal?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, it's all over for Fight Island.
It's like a weighted black shot. Josh Dow's way to let my lyrics anoint. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the point.